Good afternoon, morning, evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. This is Ian Thompson. I'm with the Listen to Your Freedom program. I work with Jeannie and all of her wonderful people in terms of getting this Listen to Your Freedom people out to people and helping them get more freedom in their lives. Today, we're going to focus on pricing, positioning your stuff. So by now, by the time you get to this stage, you've got yourself a product. You've found yourself a little market that you want to be operating in. You've got a website getting going, and you've coming up against the obstacle, which is, oh, my gosh, how much do I charge my wonderful customers for taking my products from me? And you know what? There is no easy way to do this. It's basically a suck it and see. It's a research thing. And it's a process that happens over time. So don't get stuck up about it, all right? Don't hold up about it. Just do something, get something out there. Anyway, what I'd like to do today is introduce you to lovely Lori. Lori is a wonderful lady. She's got more energy than I have, which is not hard because I'm 50 and she's like 15. And Lori is going to tell us a little bit about her struggles, pains, in getting herself up and running with her business, and tell us a little bit about her business as well. And I know she's got some great, wicked questions to help you all, you know, let's start focusing on how you can get your pricing and positioning better. Lori, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. And I'm not 15, by the way.
So tell us a little bit more about where you're at. I'm sure everyone would love to find out what you're doing, what you're getting up to. And I know you've got lists of questions with regard to pricing as to what you're facing.
Absolutely.
Right now.
It's crazy. And I actually, you know, was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went, oh, my gosh, this is actually a little bit scary because I've been through, as you know, Ian, I've been in contact with you and with Jeannie talking about, you know, the Listen to Your Freedom and going through it myself and really trying to follow everything as you have laid it out for us. And
right.
just find it so incredible. And I'm at this place now where I have an audio series. And really the audio series was created because I needed to work through my own limitations and blockages and, you know, scarcity in my life. So I started to sort of follow the trail, and I came up with this audio series. Now,
perfect.
The problem that I'm facing, Ian, is that I've actually found the purpose and sort of why I'm here on this planet.
Yes.
And now I have a product that encourages and helps other people shift and move forward. But the problem for me is that I don't know what to charge because I really just want to give this away for free.
No, for sure. I totally
and
understand
my husband's
that. Yeah.
Like, and Dave's like, don't give it away for free.
Yeah.
And
if
I don't want to give it away for free, I have this price point. And it's a really low price. But I'm struggling because I just want everyone to have abundance and be able to unlock what's blocking them and move forward. But this pricing point is a real thing for me. Now, how do I not
want
to get away
from
free?
Can I just interject here just one minute, Lori? Can you tell us your website and what the actual product is? Because that will really help people get a real idea of what you're trying to sell.
The website is www.healingwithgratitude.com.
Okay, healingwithgratitude.com. Perfect.
Yes. And I'm at this point, I have a few products that are on the back burner because I've been working so hard on this audio series. And the audio series is called From Dry Bones to Abundance, An Audacious Journey of Transformation.
Cool. Okay. So
not much in terms of pricing and, you know, of course, I've got a sound production company that is, you know, producing and in the studio and working with me. So there's a cost affixed to that. But in terms of anything else, I'm just looking at this and saying, you know, okay, I look at the people in my market, in the abundant, manifesting kind of niche, and I see them charging a lot of money.
Right. Okay. Got it.
And it's not a bad thing. Like for me, I go, well, I would pay that. But
yeah,
for me
yeah.
personally, I've been to the point where I've had barely anything in my bank account. I've had nothing.
Yep.
And so in that time of having nothing, I needed something like my audio series.
Right.
Would
right.
I have been able to afford it at $300 or whatever? So,
got
Ian,
it,
can
got
you
it,
help me
it.
With price point?
Right. Okay. So this is something we all face, all right? And I think it's
yeah.
a really, 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 really good point because by now you're so invested into what you're doing, you know, and
oh,
you're
yeah.
now going, oh, my God, how can I take money from people and – you know, how
yeah.
much is it really worth? How much is the intrinsic
right.
value to that person? And
right.
and blah 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 blah. And yeah. we've been down this road with Listen to Gut as to how we price our books, our teleseminars, our ebooks, or you name it. All right. And
right.
What I would suggest everyone do is before you get really wrapped up in, you know, how much is this thing worth? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Strategically, look at how you're selling it, and how you know
okay.
the process of how you're selling this program. All right,
okay.
And what that basically means is this: all right, picture yourself as a salesperson with your product in your hand. You know, it's the CD on the meditation on the CD, whatever. And you're going in and you're shaking
yeah.
someone's hand who's never, ever, 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 ever met or seen you before. All right.
Yes.
And your first part of that sales process is building the relationship with that person, because this whole thing is Laurie. All right. The product is you, Laurie. It's what you have to give someone else who doesn't have the experience and knowledge and stuff
right.
you don't have. All right. So
right.
that first step, that first handshake, you're not even trying to sell them anything. All right. There's no money
okay.
involved here. It's all about Mrs. Smith going, wow, that is interesting. All right?
Okay.
Now, Mrs. Smith has three children. She has a sick mother-in-law. She goes to work 7 days a week right now. She has tons of priorities right now, and your abundance thing now fits into one of those priorities, whether it's level 1, level 2, level 10, level 15, whatever. All right? And it's
right.
your job to responsibly try and help her with that buying process from her point of view, to buy the CD
okay.
or meditation or whatever that is when she's
yes.
ready, all right? So
okay.
the pricing point comes in down the way. So along that whole selling process of building the relationship of and so on and so forth is this. By the time Mrs. Smith comes to say, I'm going to give Laurie some money now because that abundance meditation, whatever that program is, all right, and I have to be honest with you, I've never listened to it, I don't know what it is and stuff, they're ready to buy it, they are going to
yeah.
give you the money that they feel is the right value for that, because what you've done is you've bridged that gap between you and her
yes.
to the level where
yes.
$25, $75, $99, $199, it doesn't matter
right.
because she's now invested in you. She loves you. She trusts you.
Yes.
She's gonna talk about you. She's gonna play that abundance thing all the time because she goes, man, this is great, and that lady is an expert in her field. All right. So that's
okay.
what you have to piece together first. Questions, please.
Right. Okay. So, because that actually makes sense to me, because my husband was saying to me, you know, zero
uh-huh.
times zero is zero. you have a product,
yeah.
but you are in the process of launching the product, so you actually don't really have a handle on
uh-huh.
what works. So
right,
Ian,
right.
would I then go and is there a way that I just split the pricing up a little bit where I charge maybe $97 and then
mm-hmm.
I see how many people buy that, and then I charge $69. Like, is there room for that kind of
Is that an option?
Well, let me ask you this, Lori. What price have you been throwing around for yourself right now? Where are you right now?
Well, here's the honest truth. Mm-hmm. Is I've been feeling like, I know this is completely underselling it, but this is why I'm in conflict.
$25.99. Okay.
Yes, but here's the motivation. The motivation for me is this. And when I said that to Dave, he was like $29.99 for each session or the whole thing. And I said, no, the whole series, five-part series, $25.99. And he said, okay, you've got to consider something here.
So
I want to run this by you. Consider the fact that if I come in at a low price, because my motivation is I want every university student, I want, you know what I mean? I want people who really are scrimping to be able to have this be a no-brainer.
Got it. Understood.
So with that motivation, in mind, Ian, you know, am I underselling myself?
Well, you know what? It's a great question. It's a really good question because I can totally empathize where you're feeling. Now, this would be my retort to that. And it's something that everyone in the internet space over the last 15, 20 years, you know, this whole pricing thing has been been discussed in major detail. And in my humble opinion, from what I've seen, you never, ever cheapen yourself on your value of what you have to sell because you are the expert at what you're doing, all right? So to me, I don't even know much about the product, but for me, $27 or $25 for what you have is way too cheap, period, all right? Because it's a program of abundance. Abundance is, you know, whatever you're trying to show to these people about abundance, your stuff has to exude abundance. So for $29, I'm going, man, that seems a bit cheap, really, for me. Is this supposed to be abundance? You know, just an initial feeling and reaction. Now, to get around that, Lori, here's an idea for you, all right?
Yes.
And you talk, and what I noticed just now when we were chatting, you were talking about, I'd like to get this out to more and more people. How about you did this? How about your website shifts its sale from an abundance DVD or program or MP3 or whatever that is, and you shift it into Lori's Abundance webinars for free for the first one. And what you do within that webinar, and then that also it builds up the Mrs. Smith handshake, never met you before, kind of the relationship.
Right.
You offer abundance for an hour. So they get a taster of who you are, and you're giving them free abundance value information, which someone can take away and make a difference to their life, and they don't even pay you anything, right?
Right.
So you're achieving that. But the ultimate goal for you is out of those 10 people who come on your webinar or teleseminar or whatever that is that maybe one of them goes, you know what, this is wicked. Then at the end of the webinar, you say, my $99 abundance package, whatever it is, we can give to you now for $47 because you're special. You've got 2 days to do it or 24 hours to do it, so you have your scarcity in there to help them make that decision quickly. And then you convert 1 out of 10, which is wicked conversion. It's 10%.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Then those other 9 people have experienced, they're the Mrs. Smiths, all right, and they've experienced Lori Clark about abundance. And then what you do is you have your follow-up campaign to those people over the next month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, where you invite them maybe to another webinar, or you send them chapter 2 of your abundance course or something like that. And then from that, you might start getting more conversions from people because those Mrs. Smiths are then ready to buy from you, all right? So the pricing issue maps itself out based on your sales process. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense, and actually, like, that is so valuable to me because I've been locked in with this one perspective of what is the price, and you've just provided me with a way to say, okay, it really isn't about pricing. If you want to give something in the spirit of giving, here's how you can do that, and and it can still do what it needs to be doing. Okay, but the only other question I have that's tied into that, though, what if I see the market, this particular niche, the abundance and manifesting, you know, that's out there, and it is very high price.
Yep.
To, you know, have an audio or have a video course or whatever, and I know that to be true.
Yep.
So what if I want to be a low cost, sort of a low cost leader? If I go, hey guys, I actually think abundance is for everybody, and let's start making this attainable.
Right.
And
yeah,
and can I preserve, Ian? Is there a possibility that I can know that I am super valuable on my own? That it doesn't. Yes, I want to sell, you know, the abundance portion of it, and understanding that, you know, it's me behind everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same time, is there a way that I can really just go, you know what, I want to provide a way for everyone to have this, so I am going to be a low-cost leader. I'm going to start putting out incredible content, amazing sound, great, you know, audio series or book series or whatever it is, but I'm going to give it to such a people at such a low price that they won't be able to turn it down. Is that an option?
Well, I think, I mean, it's a very good question again. But again, you have to come back to who is your customer, who is your market, all right? What will the market bear? I mean, are you appealing to men, female, women, more new agey people? Are you, you know, is this market expanding where people are becoming more aware of abundance and so on and so forth? But my feeling, and this is just a gut feeling, you know way more than I do in your space, all right? My gut feeling is telling me that a strategy of not too high a price is probably your best route to go, right? Too low a price defeats the whole object of what you're selling. Because abundance
I
is
agree.
About, you know, if I'm buying something for $9.99 an abundance course, I'm going to be going, this is probably rubbish. Like $9.99, tell me how to do abundance. I mean, I'm able to just go out and buy $9.99 of NHL cards, all right? Like that type of thing.
Right.
So there has to be a perceived value, because when I listen to you, and you're now the expert of abundance, all right? And you have great things to share with me. I'm willing to take a punt and invest into that, all right? You know, and would you prefer to have four people at $24.97 or one at $99.99 and then eight who you're gradually working on, giving them more excellent tips on abundance and who you are and how you operate? I think I know where I would want to be, all right?
I agree with you, and I think what I hear you saying and what is dawning on me now is that it's about credibility.
Absolutely. Totally. That's it. Because abundance, for, you know, your abundance course is Laurie.
Yes.
Right? That's why I'm buying it, because I have so much trust and faith that you know what you're talking about. It's worked in your life. The examples you've shown me, the knowledge, the, you know, the spiritual guidance and all that type of stuff. I mean, this lady's good. She knows what she's doing. I'm going to pay $100 for that because it's worthwhile. And, you know, and here's the other caveat to this. You offer that wonderful guarantee saying no risk. Try it. I'm very good. This is going to work for you. You're going to record. You're going to listen to this and going to go, wow, man, this is unbelievable. I'm going to share that with my grandmother. She really needs that. All right.
Yeah.
So,
and
that's kind of what you want. You want to create a lovely population base of people who really, really look at you and go, she's the expert. She's good. Anyone who talks abundance, I'm going to say that name, Laurie Clark. She's the one. All right. And the pricing is another thing for you to think about. If you go too low, with $25, and let's say you go, man, I want to push this price up, it's much harder to go up than it is to go down.
Oh, yes,
right?
It is.
So,
and my logic, everything you're saying is logical to me, and and I'm actually not really stuck on $25.99, but it's in my head, and I feel like maybe, but the highest price for me is under $100, right?
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, and I like the flexibility of that. I can always reduce it, like you mentioned, you know, to $25.99 for a 2-day, you know, offer or something like that.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, okay? just to interject mm-hmm. there, let's say you're not selling much at $19.99 or $99 or $97.
Yeah.
You could sell it for 3 months at $49 or $47 or $27, but you don't say it's this price now. You say this abundance course I'm selling right now for $47 because it's a 3 month deal that I want everyone, more people to know about it. It's actually priced
yeah.
at $99. All right. So
okay.
you're staking
yeah.
yourself out at the top, but you're giving it away as promotional, and you're
mm-hmm.
giving it away on a scarcity basis where people think, you know, I've got to get it now because it will go back up to the higher price later on.
Right.
So start high,
yes. and
discount, promote, all that stuff, but always put the value within the course or whatever you have, all right?
Very good. Okay, so I understand those
yep.
Principles now, and you've helped the confusion in my brain. I'm really like, thanks, because you know, sometimes you know, you just go, okay, but what about the purpose, what about this?
Yeah.
And I also believe that people will where there's a will, there's a way, especially when you're
yeah,
desperate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, no,
you know,
sure.
people will do whatever they're going to do. Now, another question about pricing and in terms of sort of bringing in money into through
mm-hmm.
my website and that sort of
yep,
thing.
Yep.
What about like membership access? How does that play, you know, in how do you do that when you have a product, and maybe there's
mm-hmm.
a few spin-offs from the product?
Yeah.
Is there something to be said about that as well?
You mean setting up a membership program with reoccurring revenue and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of drifts away from the pricing side of it. And just
okay.
my gut feel on where you're at right now, my personal opinion, I mean, you've got zero customers, you sold zero products, you're kind of putting stuff together right now.
Absolutely.
I think membership sites are good, right, because they give you a recurring revenue, $9.95, $4.95, whatever that is, okay? It's good to have.
Yeah.
Where I see you're at right now, I don't see that as your stage one.
Where does that fall in?
Type thing. Well, you need a list first. You need to have people that look at you and go, Laurie equals abundance creator, extraordinaire. I trust that lady there. Oh my God, she's doing a membership program now, which can help me
okay.
become an abundance lady. I'm gonna pay $9 a month because I love the information coming out. All right. So you have
okay.
you have to build that credibility gap between you and customers and customer list first before, in my opinion, you put a membership program together.
Right. Okay.
And I mean, what I visualize for you right now. Sorry, go ahead, Laurie.
I was just going to say, so I hear what you're saying. Then
mm-hmm.
as I'm building trust, where do the affiliates come in then? Like, do they come in? So you're asking me to build an email list, right?
Yeah.
And we're building... We're building this up from wherever we're building it, and I'm putting
yeah.
it out there. Part of putting out my series is
yeah.
collecting from or presenting to different affiliates.
Yeah, yeah. Well, affiliates are the same as customers. You have to treat affiliates as the same as customers, right? And the affiliates have their own websites, have their own products, have their own... You know, some people don't have any products at all. They're just purely selling other people's stuff. But their one goal
okay.
is very simple. If I promote
yeah.
X product on my site and I send
yes.
people to that site, am I going to make any money out of it? All right? So,
okay.
And is it a good product? Is it a good website? Is it getting traffic? Is the product viable? Is it going to sell? Am I wasting my real estate on my website pushing a banner of that? So
right.
you're going to come across. They're basically your salesperson, your salespeople out there. So you have to
okay.
equip them with exactly the same sales tools that you're having to do to get your own customers. Because what they're doing
right.
is they're going to be doing your job for you. So you have
yes.
to prepare abundance. Why is abundance good? Why is Laurie good? Why is the credibility
uh-huh.
of Laurie good? Why is the pricing good, blah, 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 right? So, again, affiliate marketing is wicked but you need to have credibility. You need to have a website. You need to have turned some traffic on your site. You need to be showing them that your stuff sells, all right? And it's a bit of a you want to do all this stuff, but you don't have the credibility to be able to do it. So you have to. That's why the startup is the hardest, because you just got to get something out there, right? And
that's what I'm finding. It's hard.
But from my point of view, just looking in at what you're doing, all right, and hearing what you're saying, and believing that you are the abundance expert, what I see for you to get this thing moving would be something like this. Have that webinar. Get 10 people on the line. Get 3 people on the line. It's 3 more than you had before. Get one person on the line. Get one person on there. Get 2 friends on there, all right? And get them to ask them good questions and stuff like that, all right? And get that process going, all right? And find out what they're asking you. And then, and I believe you're based in Canada and stuff, go and do a live event. Do a live event, all right? Through your website, create some way where you can get people into a room or something, and you can then talk to them about this abundance stuff. And maybe that's a little bit further down the way, all right? And then you look at your affiliate strategy as that's starting to build up. Then you look at your pricing and so on and so forth. So it's am I going to say it's easy? No.
No, it doesn't feel easy to me, you know.
It's not easy. And I'll give you a quick story, all right? Like, back in 1999, when Jeannie wrote this first book, Listen to Your Gut, all right? And I'm going, luckily, I had my own job, and we were doing good revenues through that and stuff like that. And Jeannie wrote it, and I looked, and I went, well, what are we going to do with this then? So she said, well, I'm going to get a fulfillment house. And I'm going, what? So she said, well, I'm going to stick this book in the fulfillment house, and we're going to pay the money. I'm going, are you kidding? We don't earn anything. Right, and it's a book for $24.95. Right, so how much money can you make out of selling one book? Like, you know, let's say we sell 1,000 books a month, when no one knows who Jeannie is. That's what, $25,000. I mean, to sell 1,000 books without being in a publishing house, impossible. All right. So, so what we did is we were lucky. We made 5 phone calls to 5 websites. All right. That appealed to Crohn's disease. And at that time, the affiliate marketing was very easy. In fact, it didn't even exist. So I managed to persuade them to put our books on their site, and then people would click those books and drive traffic to our website, and I give them 15-20% commission. All right? So, but I didn't have to go through that process of our website, but I sent him the book, and so he knew it was credible. All right? Or that our affiliates knew it was credible. And that's kind of how we started, and we priced it at $24.95. And the price of our physical book has reached $79. It's come down to $24.95. It's gone to $59.95. We've now settled, I think, at about $36.95. All right? But when you buy that book from our site, it's positioned as being a $79 book value. Always has done, always will do. All right?
Wow.
And we get a free CD with it. We get a free program with it. We give some bonuses with it and stuff like that. So what we do is we add intrinsic value to that $36.95 purchase. So in theory, when in the sell, they're getting $240 worth of value. But on that, because customers in our sphere, because we know who our customers are, don't like really to be sold to like that. All right? So your affiliate question is very good, and I'll just spin off into that again, because there's nothing wrong with you, Laurie, going to 5 websites who focus on abundance or in the sphere that you're in. Email them, pick up the phone, and say, listen, I've got this great abundance program. Would you be interested in driving some traffic to my site, and I'll give you 15-20% commission off everything you sell? They might just say, sure, no worries. Yeah, we've been looking for stuff like this forever. This is great. All right? Nothing wrong with that, because what you're doing is you're creating a little sales force for people to drive traffic into that. Then what you do is you have your sales process in place on your website, which basically will help a customer get to know who you are, before they have to decide whether they're going to give you money for your program or not. And how you do that,
right,
in webinars or a free report,
right,
or a video message or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and is there a cap on, like, you know, if it's a product, is there specific things, like a book takes a specific affiliate fee, an audio takes a specific fee? Is there a percentage where there's a cap on it?
Nope. It's up to you.
Okay.
We got away with
okay.
murder because we gave people 15%. I've heard companies give 50, 60, 70% of the gross revenue because they want the they prefer to have the volume of revenue coming in and really incentivize affiliates to really strongly market. You know, we've got an affiliate program now that we run where we give a different commission depending on the product and the profitability of that product for us. So if, you know,
okay.
if something's $50 and it costs us $40, we can't give much away. But if it's $50
right.
and it's costs us $10, then we can give more away. So it really depends
sure.
on your cost. So, but there's a good strategy. Go and pick five abundant websites, call them up, send them your product, see if they'll banner advertise for you, push traffic to your site, get your sales process set up with a webinar or something like that. Price your product
yes.
$99.97, $94.99, discount
yeah.
$47 off a webinar, and there you go,
right.
you're off and running. And and that way you can test. And the other great thing, Lori, and I think this stems back to your first question, which is I really
yeah.
want everyone to taste what it's like to have abundance. All right?
I do.
If you're given free webinars, you're doing that.
Exactly. And that was the moment where I
yeah.
got it. When you said, yeah. when you said, look, you can still do this. And I went,
yeah.
oh, I can. And
yeah.
it's just, I think it's just a change in perspective of what
yeah.
I think needs to happen.
Yeah. I mean, how brilliant is
wow.
that, Lori? You can do a webinar.
It is brilliant.
Give away your stuff for free and sell stuff at the same time. How, I mean, how wonderful is that?
I love it. I love it.
You know, and you win, the customers win, your bank balance
yeah.
wins, like you feel
yeah.
empowered, you do more of them, more people taste it, one more converts, more money, you're feeling even more empowered, makes you more abundant, your course then grows bigger and bigger, it mushrooms. And you're in a,
yeah.
it's a great space, abundance, because, you know, you're really helping people just like open up, you know, the barriers to entry into
sure.
absorbing more into their lives. It's a great thing to be showing them, and it's a great story. Like, you know, you can use your own creation as the story in the webinar, right? And that's
yeah.
inspiring, all right? So
I have one more question to ask you, and thank you for what you just said, because I think it's great. The one more question I have is, okay, so this is really good. And
yeah.
I think this is more connected to short-term revenue, you know, boosting, getting people through my door, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, as I move through these modules and I'm looking at, okay, I'm launching right now. So
yeah,
I'm in
yeah.
the baby stages. But
yeah.
but what is the strategy for pricing for the long term? Like, I don't want to get myself stuck in a position where I'm going, oh my gosh, I totally did
mm-hmm.
this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, do you see in what you've said to me anything
mm-hmm.
that could make it crazy and screw stuff up in the future, like in 2 years from now? Or are we?
I'm going to give
we,
you,
this,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's fine.
Well, what I'm going to tell you now is going to be your aha moment for this phone call. All right? So sit down, babe.
Okay.
It's going to be coming out any minute. All right?
I got it. I got a glass of water in my hand. I'm ready.
Yeah. A glass of wine in your hand, and mine's coming
no
hot because
of
me. No. Okay, so this is a very good question because what it's showing me is let me phrase this, because this is gonna be wicked, all right?
I love how you totally you make me laugh. It's funny.
It's all in the positioning and the
sure.
sell, all right? You're sitting there on
yeah.
tenor. Okay, is he gonna give me this product for $99 now? I really want this product. Okay, so
right.
What what you do, Lori, it's simple. What you do is you create more stuff from what people are telling you that you've created. So your 99 package product of abundance, all right, you then launch the advanced super abundance package for $299. You then launch the $999 membership program where you get 3 teleseminars, 4 webinars, 4 visits from me every night with my dog for $3,000 and so on and so forth. All right? So you expand your product portfolio. You light more fires, which create more abundance in your business, which then impacts more and more and more people because they go, I'm going to get that one now. I bought the 99 one. I'm now $299. And after $299, I'm going to buy the membership program because this lady is on fire. So the 99 one is really the door opener for the creation of your portfolio of abundance stuff. All right?
Well, if it's any consolation to you, I've actually been forward thinking. So for me, my process, and you can correct me if this doesn't seem like it's the right timing, but for me, the process is, yes, get the audio out there and move forward. But the next thing I'm doing is when money starts flowing in, boom, all the audio turns to transcript, and that will go to an editor, and I'm going to put it in an ebook form. And then I will create a workbook for the audio series.
It's lovely because, you know, that's how we started. We went from one simple 256-page hardcover book, and 13 years later, Jeannie's written, I don't know how many books. She's got like 20-odd books now.
23
books. See, you know more than I do. 350 products, teleseminars, webinars, you name it, blah, 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 blah. And it stems from the fact, okay, we've tinkered with the price of the book, but we know what price it sells at, and we sell however many we do a month. And we could play around more with that, but we're more interested now in the feedback that people have asked us for, delivering need for that feedback. And that's all you have to do. Someone buys your abundance course. You send them 2 or 3 emails. What did you think of it? Was it great? Oh, my God, Lori, it was unbelievable. You've got to help me more in this area, though, because health and creation here is where I'm falling down. Have you got anything for that?
Right.
Then you're going to go, wow, okay, yeah, that's something we should focus on. All right, your customers are going to tell you what you need to give them next. And if you listen to that, you don't even need a business plan. All right, the business plan will be written by you giving people something that's beneficial, and then they turn around and tell you what they want next. Only if you ask them. If you don't ask them, they won't tell you. It's simple.
Right. Okay.
And the amount of businesses that sell me stuff every day, Lori, and don't even ask me what I think or even take a phone number or email and say, Ian, how was your experience today buying XYZ, is remarkably low because it's ridiculous. It's actually insane that people don't get looked after properly.
I'm glad that you mentioned this because this is my next point. And I want to, if it doesn't pertain to pricing, then please, you know, just say that's actually for another call. But for me, I think it's connected. Pricing and having people flowing through your site and quality customer care.
Yeah, totally.
Now how do I, who is right now I'm the Lone Ranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's me. I don't even have Tondo. He's not even here. And
I like Tonto,
so
he's nice.
I'm really in trouble. So it's just me. So when someone reaches out to me and they start emailing and they start doing all these things and my business starts to take off.
Yeah.
What is your take on the customer care aspect? And you know, because I'm selling me, and I have a message that is being sent to people, which is, you know, living a life of abundance and not being stuck. And there's a gratitude that flows through the theme of my life and through the audio series and the things that I'm creating. And so, customer care is a next step of conveying gratitude that keeps people coming back to buy things from me.
Yeah.
So tell me how I do that as a one-man show.
Well, I think this probably drifts out of the pricing and positioning into another area with regard to you know, how you grow your business with looking after your customer base. And what I would strongly suggest anyone do is get into some sort of automated follow-up marketing immediately. The first customer who buys from you should be followed up with ASAP immediately. And if you can systemize that with automated follow-up, like if you can afford a GetResponse or Infusionsoft, One Shopping Cart, any of those, you know, wicked systems that can just do all your backup marketing, do it now. Like, and, you know, the $39 bucks a month, $25 bucks a month, whatever it is to pay, it's fully worthwhile. How much is that now?
$15?
Yeah, exactly.
It's $15 a month, and there's 1,000 subscribers or something like that.
Yeah, so, you know, that would be my first thing is, you know, don't let your customers disappear. Right. And even if you can't afford that, make a list on a spreadsheet of Johnny, Joey, Dee Dee, when they bought, what do they buy, and then, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, ring them all up, right? You have an hour to make phone calls to ring up everyone. Hi, it's Lori, just checking in. You bought my program a month ago. How do you find it? Right. Those people that make that extra little bit of effort to connect with each customer's experience with their product will set themselves up for life, because the database of the people buying from you are the asset of your business and always will be forever, ever, ever, ever. Amen. And any recessionary period or whatever, if you have a direct link and communication in with your customer, then you can alleviate and eliminate, you know, any extra or outside forces that could affect your business. So, you know, automate, build the list, don't ever, you know, go out your way, work Saturday mornings, get your son to do it, you know, and when you're generating revenue, go find someone who can maybe virtually outsource that to look after 3 hours a day or whatever. But it's as Jeannie hates me say, step by step, by step by step, step by step, step by step.
But it is, you know, for a person like myself, step by step, you know, means that you have to follow all the rules and you go through and you're not going to the next step until you finish the other step. And part of my personality just goes, that makes me crazy. Yeah. But what you're saying has tremendous value. And I understand that it actually is. Some things are step by step.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And, you know, this whole program, Listen to Freedom, you know, just spinning out of the pricing positioning side, it's a fully integrated program. When you are in your business and you're doing commerce and you're making $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, whatever that is, you have customers interacting with you, you're selling stuff, things are going wild, you know, you've got some energy going behind the business, you're excited. You then get into the mode where Module 1 and Module 7 are working together, but Module 2 needs to come in, and then Module 8 comes in, and 23 is there. So you have to start training your brain to interact all these components, because they're not isolated components. They're all as one, and you live and breathe in the middle, and the outside has wonderful knowledge that you can just take bits and pieces of and then implement and then launch and test and make a mistake and then fix it and not and stuff like that, right? So it's a wonderful process and journey. It's scary as hell. And the hardest part, the hardest, scariest part, and the most fearful part is not doing anything at all.
Yes, I hear what you're saying. So just even posting to a blog and, you know, and just sort of getting content or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like even if you're making $0 next week, all right, and your blog's up and running, and you have 10 followers, all right, already 10 people are interested in abundance. Do you think that eventually they might buy from you? I think so.
And so then, Ian, the process with that, I can, you know, one of the people that I would, or the ways in which I would sell this product is I have a lot of people commenting on my website. So
perfect.
I would let them know that, you know, is there a way to reach out to them without being too selly, though?
Yep. You just,
you know what I mean?
What you do immediately is, and every website should have this on their homepage, you have a CAPTCHA web form where you offer something of value as to why you're good at that particular thing and what benefit it can bring.
Yes.
And you say,
yep,
give your name, email address here, and I'll send you the first part of my program for free. And then in 7 days or 12 days or whatever, a follow-up email saying, did you get it? Did you like it? And then day 30,
right,
what did you think about it? All right? Or,
okay,
or more steps. And all they're trying to do each time is build the credibility of Lori equals abundance, queen, lady, whatever that is. So
sure,
they become more familiar with you, and Mrs. Smith has more reason to say, I'm going to give Lori some money.
Right.
All right. So it's all the sales, all comes back to the sales process. CAPTCHA their name,
mm-hmm,
and address. Give them something of value. Build that rapport. Build that relationship. Set up the webinar. You've then got 30 people who signed up. You know that they're interested in you. Hey, I'm having a webinar,
right,
guys. Come check it out. It's free.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you even more about abundance. All right?
Right.
And maybe you don't even sell on the first webinar. So people don't even feel that they're being sold to.
Right.
So
very
I
good.
Hope this is not
very
too much,
good.
Lori. I hope this is not
no,
too much.
No, it's not too much. You know, I really appreciate what you're saying, and I actually, you know, feel much better about the price point. And in fact, it's pretty much I got it. I got the message.
Yeah.
So
and
I appreciate that because you were able to give me another way to give to people and retain, you know, a good price point that will set me up for other spin-off and other things. So I really appreciate it, Ian. This has been a really great conversation.
And remember, Auntie Lolo.
Yes.
Nothing is forever, all right? You might pitch it at $99, and maybe you have to come down to $79 forever. Maybe it's $59. Maybe you have to nudge it to 105, but you add extra value bonuses to it. I mean, the only way you can know that is if you do something. You know?
Right.
That's it. So just get out there, be the abundance queen, be the abundance lady, and that will, I'm sure, absolutely certainly set you up. Because I think you've got a really good, you know, I love your energy. I love your passion. You're showing everybody that you can be there in 1 minute and then somewhere else in the next and be doing stuff to make a huge difference to your life. So what you're doing is showing people this is abundance, everyone. So a lot of people got to learn that. So I think you've got a good good thing.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Well done.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So I hope I hope this call hasn't gone on for too long. I hope that there's lots of goodies in here that you can take out and think about with your particular business. You know, you can put these recordings in your iPod when you're going skiing, cycling, running, in your car. We can always learn more about what you're doing. And, you know, it's so good to talk to other people, their experiences, what they're doing, how they're operating, where they're going, what they should be doing, and stuff like that. So keep it going. Some days you're going to be like falling on the floor going, what am I doing? I hate this. This is ridiculous. I can't stand this. I've got no money. There's no customers. Let me. And then the next day, 30 people sign up and go, whoa, you're the best in the world. And it's like heaven. Like you reach it. So you're going to have highs and lows, but you just got to keep trudging away and you're in the right place. So thank you very much indeed, Lori. Anything else to say?
No. I'm here listening to you, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Perfect.
I just want to say thank you for doing what you've been doing. It's really been helpful.
It's great to have people like you in the program because you know what, you're all stars, and even doing what you've done right now, you've made money and value for yourself already, even though that first check hasn't come in. And wait till that first check does come in. Laura, you're gonna be around our house going, I told you. Whoa, way to go, London.
Well, you remember, it was just a few days ago, I actually, Jeannie opened the door and I fell through her door onto the floor.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Like, I
yeah.
can't do this. I hate this. But guess what?
Yeah, yeah.
And I guarantee, Ian, we will celebrate.
Yeah.
And it's a thank you so much for creating a platform that I can build something that's very
good.
Solid and, you know that this is, if I do these things in whatever order I do them,
yeah.
That doesn't make a difference, but just do them and
yeah, do
open
it.
Up to freedom and to success. So
that's right.
Yeah,
and the great thing for me, just discussing with you, you know, you saw what you have, you know, $27. Now look at you, all right? $99,
yeah.
like in an hour, you're going,
yeah,
$99. Oh, I can do that. Like it's huge
yeah.
difference, a huge, and all it is, it's in how you position yourself. And how you
yeah.
build that sales process with that person. Already, you are now
right.
richer than you were an hour ago because you figured a little bit more than you had before. And that's business, right? That's all it is. It's simple.
Totally.
So,
totally.
I encourage you to keep plugging away. And you know what? I'm going to get you on a few more calls because you're very inspiring to talk to. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
And I love dogs. What? Back in with you. We're going to sign off. So listen to your
all
freedom.
All right, Ian.
Over and out. Gene Pricing Positioning. Any questions, email Justin, not me. service@listentoyourfreedom.com. I'm inspired by abundance. I'm going to go out there being more abundant.
Lori, you'll go
you
buy
so
something from me, will you?
Yeah,
all right, thanks.
I'll send my children in there right now. Take care, Lori. Have a great day. Thank you
all
very
right.
much, everybody.
You too.
Tune back again soon. Another call coming up. Bye.